relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
America first.
Can you believe it? They are saying that they don't agree with America first. How do you say that?
Magnificent.
Welcome back, dear friends. Have you seen 2,000 Mules yet? Is breaking all records for a documentary film. If you haven't seen it, go to salemnow.com, stream it, order the DVDs. We've already mailed out 100,000 DVDs, already a million downloads. It's salemnow.com. And if you want to hang out with the guy that made, I'm just in the movie, the guy who made the movie is Dinesh D'Souza, and we're traveling with his lovely wife, Debbie, to the Holy Land later this year for 10 days. Join us for our Stand With Israel tour. That's standwithisraeltour.com. I'm not vaccinated, and I'm going. If you've never been to the Holy Land, now is your opportunity. Reserve your places today by calling 855-565-5519, or just go to standwithisraeltour.com. That's 855-565-5519, standwithisraeltour.com. First guest of the day. Wonderful timing given the big, big things happening across the country tomorrow, Pennsylvania, elsewhere, is an individual who kind of embodies the new breed of MAGA, America First, author, entrepreneur, J.D. Vance. Welcome back to America First.
Thanks for having me, Seb. Good to be with you.
Now, you worked in public relations in the Marine Corps. You're an incredibly successful author. Now you're a citizen politician. Got to get your take on the deplorable thing didn't work too well for Hillary. Americans took it as a kind of badge of courage, this insult. Now, after 6 months, we find out 6 months of very expensive focus group analysis, they came up with the ultra MAGA insult that Biden used. Do you think this is going to fare as well as deplorables did?
No, I don't, Seb. I mean, look, the big problem here is that Democrats, they've got to stop insulting the people who they want to vote for them, right? So common sense. We don't like a lot of Democrat politicians, and I don't like a lot of Democrat leaders and the media industrial complex that supports them. But you don't insult people who are, you want their vote. This is something that Hillary Clinton never learned. It's not just the ultra MAGA thing. Do you remember the vaccine mandate speech that Biden gave probably, I don't know, 8 or 9 months ago? Yep. And the way that he talked about the unvaccinated were like basically like they were sewer rats, that they were about to enter and experience a winter of death and discontent. Right. You just don't talk about people like that in a constitutional republic. But of course, these people don't see themselves as leaders in a constitutional republic. They see themselves as rulers of their subjects. And that's the problem.
Yeah, it really is, after saying that you will be the man to unite America, to have that kind of language to insult half of the population is the antithesis of unification. As somebody who's, carried a gun for a living, who's worn the cloth of the Republic, I got to ask you to react to, the multiple shootings this weekend. How many? 3 dead in Chicago. No, 5 dead, 33 shot in Chicago. Nobody's talking about that, of course. Nobody's talking about the California church where a shooter was tackled to the ground by the parishioners who weren't killed by him. Everybody's talking about Buffalo. And I have here the manifesto that the left is trying to hide. Every time it pops up, the killer's manifesto is deleted and you have to search it elsewhere. It's fascinating reading, though, because the individual calls himself an environmentalist. He says he is a moderate authoritarian leftist, but we are already being told, JD, that the Rolling Stone magazine said, quote, he is a typical Republican. It seems to me that they've learned nothing in the last 5 years, and they're just doubling down on this language of division.
Yeah, it's a disgusting smear, Seb. And look, you mentioned some of the other shootings that have happened recently. I point out 5 months ago, the terrible, Waukesha terrorist attack that killed a bunch of innocent children was clearly motivated by by racial and ideological hatred. The problem with the left is they pick up on these terrible tragedies, and instead of assigning blame to the evil people who carry this stuff out, they decide to make the enemy normal conservatives. You know, I've seen three people blamed nonstop for this violence that happened in Buffalo, which, of course, I mean, was an absolutely atrocious event. I mean, God love those people who were affected and their families. The three people I've seen blamed are not the shooter, the guy who actually carried out this violence, but Donald Trump, Tucker Carlson, and me. I've heard me criticized because I'm an advocate, allegedly, of some conspiracy theory that motivated this guy. Look, it's insane. You don't use tragedies to advance your political agenda. The left just does this again and again and again. Can't we just condemn whenever anybody commits an act of violence and leave the politics out of it for just a little bit?
Yeah, it would be nice. It would be nice if we could do that. Let me ask you, somebody who helped me understand through your book, Hillbilly Elegy, why it was that good working class Americans, Democrat voters, voted for the billionaire from Manhattan. You look at the last 5 years, JD, and especially the last 15 months, and there's never at that little chink, there's never that little glimmer, that ray that the left understands that doubling down doesn't make sense. There's got to be a little bit of talking across the aisle to the other side. What is it going to take? You understand the big picture. Does there have to be some utter identity crisis? Does there have to be such a shellacking in the midterms that the party collapses? Because every time I see just a doubling down of the radicalism.
That's right, actually. I mean, I actually thought you might see some of this after 2016, some moment where people looked around and said, you know, maybe we missed something about the country. But as you remember, Seb, there was like 2 weeks of the liberals trying to understand what they missed, and then 4 years of Russia, Russia, Russia. And I think that was actually the purpose of the Russiagate conspiracy, to distract these people from the fact that their entire political party is unpopular. I hope that if they get a shellacking in the midterms, a lot of these people wake up. You know, the problem is, I always say with the Democrat Party, it's not the Democrat voters. I think there are a lot of still good, patriotic, you know, middle of the road Democrat voters. They're just horribly represented by the leadership of the party. I mean, you know, you look at, like, for example, middle class black voters, the only pro-life constituency within the Democrat Party. And you have my opponent in Ohio, Tim Ryan, defending abortion up to 40 weeks, basically full term babies, defending aborting those poor children. It's kind of crazy to me that they don't have this come to Jesus, this road to Damascus moment where they realize how much they've screwed up. You know, I hope they have it eventually. They're going to rip the country apart, but so far they haven't done it.
In the meantime, follow this gentleman, J.D. Vance 1 on Twitter. JDVance.com is the campaign website. That's JDVance.com. We've got a minute and a half left. A long time ago, I asked you, how are you going to stop becoming a swamp creature if you win? You have now been anointed by President Trump, my old boss. And you said, well, it's because who you hang out with. These people come to the swamp and they're surrounded by swamp creatures and they slowly transmogrify. I'm going to surround myself with the people I love and respect now. How's that team? Do you have that team that you're going to come to the swamp with, JD? Is it ready to roll?
Yeah, we definitely got that team. I mean, there are a few good America First patriots in the Congress, a couple in the Senate, some people. I think that we can actually build a real, you know, a real, not just a coalition, but I think a real group of patriots who can change the Republican Party and change the country from there. That's got to be the goal, man. I just don't think there's any way, if you spend all your time hanging out with lobbyists and getting wined and dined and you're told how wonderful you are by your staff and by these people, eventually you're going to become a scumbag. I just think that's the way that it works. So the only strategy that's going to work is to take yourself out of that world.
He talks sense. That is how they become scumbags. He's going to fight them. JDVance.com. Thank you, my friend. Let's take your calls. I want you to sound off. 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. You're listening to America First.
You're listening to America First with Dr. G.
Welcome back, dear friends. Are you MAGA? Are you OG MAGA or are you Ultra MAGA? If you're Ultra MAGA, we've got something for you. It's our latest piece of merchandise. It's our t-shirt at the Seb Gorka store. It's the president looking a little bit like Tony Stark in his Ultra MAGA suit. Says USA 2024, flying off the shelves. Get yours today. Get the Zelensky t-shirt, all the Let's Go Brandon gear, the MAGA gear. Go to SebGorkaStore.com. Everything is made in America. That's Seb Gorka Store.com, SEBGORKA store.com. Treat yourself, treat your friends, SebGorkaStore.com. It's that time of the week. So much to discuss. Breaking news with the creator, the founder, the editor-in-chief of justthenews.com. Follow him on Twitter. Yeah, don't follow my account right now because it's still hacked. And Twitter, strangely, isn't in a hurry to give me my account back. So be careful. But follow him. Jay Solomon reports. John Solomon, welcome back to America First.
Good to join you, Seb. Good to be here.
So it's a big day, not in a good way, but it's a big day for a certain Michael Sussman. What do we know about the beginnings of this process?
Yeah, listen, a pretty uneventful day. John Durham was in the courtroom along with his deputy prosecutor. Sussman was in the courtroom consulting with his lawyers. And by lunchtime, they had agreed on 23, 24 suitable jurors. So there's plenty of a large jury pool. And all signs are that this is going to start with opening statements as early as tomorrow morning. But I think we're ready to go. All the motions, all the arguments, all the attorney-client privilege claims are now done with. And now it's time to get down to the facts and the evidence and let a jury listen to what Michael Sussman did, which is apparently lie to the FBI and foist upon the FBI and the CIA a false Russia collusion story, something that most of us probably would have gone for prison to a long time ago.
Right. And his lawyers in the last few months have tried to stop certain information being accessed. Then they brought certain motions that were quite questionable in terms of their legal legitimacy. Do you think they're going to try and pull some shenanigans, cop a deal? Is this going to end with Sussman? You've been covering the Russia hoax since the get-go. What spidey sense, tingly feelings are you getting, John?
You know, I think all signs are that this is going to go to trial, that he's going to roll his dice and not cut a deal now. I don't think Durham's even interested in a deal at this point. So he's going to roll his dice, and we're going to see. Listen, one of the most problematic things for him, there are two things that happened to him, right? Early on, he said, there's no proof. You know, his lawyers were saying, there's no proof that he told the FBI that he wasn't working on behalf of a client. And then all of a sudden, a text message emerged from Sussman himself to Baker saying, oh, I'm not working on behalf of any client. I'm coming to you with this Russia Trump dirt on my own good because I want to help my country.
Let's be clear here. So people who aren't, you know, inveigled in the deep, this is the text message between Sussman and the chief counsel. The chief counsel of the DOJ saying, it's just me, a concerned citizen. So he's got it banged to rights. I mean, he should plead guilty now based on that evidence if he were wise.
Right. What you're going to hear is you can see the defense spend a lot of time saying, all right, well, he probably did it, even though he originally said he didn't. But was it really material? Would it really have made a difference to the FBI? And you're going to see some senior FBI people come in and say, because it was Michael Sussman, because he told us he wasn't doing this on behalf of a client, we opened up an inquiry on this, which we might not have otherwise have done. That makes it material. I do think that Sussman has a high hurdle to try to win any points in this. But here's the second thing they did. They went into the judge and said, all this stuff that we did on Donald Trump, the Steele dossier, the Alpha Bank baloney, that Donald Trump had that secret communication system with the Kremlin through the Alpha Bank, all long disproven. Well, I know we gave it to the media. I know we gave it to everybody who would ever listen to us. But now we want to have it covered by attorney-client privilege. And as you know, the judge laughed that out and said, no, anything that deals with those things are coming in. And so he allowed 23 emails that the Clinton team had tried to get rid of under the guise of attorney-client privilege. He's allowed them into the trial. So Durham's off to a good start. I think Sussman's got a difficult case to make, though. It is a D.C. jury. It's a jury that's not going to be most likely favorable to Donald Trump. So we'll just have to wait and see how this goes. Durham's a very good litigator. He's got a good litigation team. And I think he's going to tell a larger story in this case. Here's the thing I think you should watch for more than anything else. There's going to be a CIA witness, two, that show up in this trial. And they're going to talk about how after Sussman pitched this Russia garbage to them in February 2017, they quickly ruled it out and kind of came to the conclusion it might have been fabricated from the beginning. That will be a very dramatic day, the day wow. the CIA experts come in. Watch for that one.
For me, the buried lead in all of this, to use a journalistic term, is the fact that whether or not he misrepresented himself is irrelevant to the point that the FBI opened an investigation in the fact that a Russian bank had relations with Donald Trump, which wasn't true, which was a fabrication, right. but as if an American entity can't have a relationship with a Russian bank. That's not a crime. So why the FBI launched an investigation is a big question for me. We're talking to John Solomon. His book is Fallout, Nuclear Bribes, Russian Spies, and the Washington Lies That Enriched the Clinton and Biden Dynasties. We've got a minute and a half left for the second big story of the day. You can't keep a good man down, apparently, especially if it's General Mike Flynn. Correct, John?
Yeah, absolutely. There was an old rock, so I'm not going to take it anymore. Well, Mike Flynn's not going to take it anymore. He has quietly, without much fanfare, filed a $50 million claim with the Justice Department and FBI. This is a prelude when you're a former military officer. You have to do this step before you can sue the government. But basically said the FBI, the Obama White House, Andy McCabe specifically, and others had a vendetta against me, and they politically persecuted me without having evidence of a crime, and I want to get $50 million from them. They owe me money for ruining my life. A very dramatic document that goes through the best compilation of all of the things that have come out over the last 3 years that show you just how far astray the FBI investigation was. There never was evidence that Mike Flynn did anything wrong. There was never evidence that Donald Trump did anything wrong. As the FBI's former intelligence chief has told me many times, the predicate wasn't even a legitimate predicate to open an investigation on. Mike Flynn put that all together in one filing. It's a great read, and there's going to be some litigation in the near future.
Given what they did to him and his family, the millions that he had to raise to defend himself, the way they tried to blackmail yeah. him to defend his son, he deserves to win that case. God bless you, Mike Flynn. Follow this man, Jay Solomon Reports, and make sure you bookmark justthenews.com. Thank you, John, for our update. This is America First, coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that works, pain relief that's real, pain relief that liberates tens of thousands of Americans every single day, me included. But it's not just me. It's people like Leah from Ohio. This is Leah's story. One Sunday morning, I sat on my couch in so much pain I was in tears. That's the day I ordered Relief Factor. Following directions, in 8 days, I found relief only to get better and better. I'm a believer 100%. That story should be your story. Find out today. Order the 3-week quick starter pack by calling 800-500-8384. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do, and I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Leah, and tens of thousands of your fellow Americans. You've waited long enough. You know it makes sense. What have you got to lose? Except the pain. Call today, 800-500-8384, or go to relieffactor.com. You know it makes sense. That's 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com. Relieffactor.com.
Legal immigrant, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
You know you're on a tear when you're in a monologue unrehearsed and you look at the clock and you've got 50 seconds left. Ah, so angry. All right, I need to go on a vacation. What do? I go with you guys. It's our Stand With Israel tour. We are joined with an amazing couple. It is Dinesh D'Souza's lovely wife, Debbie, the guiding force behind 2,000 Mules, the movie. Join us 10 days later this year, November and December, for the trip of a lifetime. Even if you've been to Israel before, you haven't been with me and Dinesh. He is going to be with us for 10 days. Join us by booking, reserving your tickets, 855-565-5519, or just go to standwithisraeltour.com. I'm not vaccinated, and I'm going. That's 855-565-5519, or just go to standwithisraeltour.com. Okay, what an amazing day. The president is, I think, 74 for 5 in terms of his endorsements. Despite that, the Washington Post had this to say an hour ago. Trump's shaky kingmaker statements, the mixed success of left-wing candidates, and other takeaways and analysis from the primaries. I think that's fake news. Let's ask somebody who's got his endorsement. She's running for the governorship of Arizona. Carrie Lake, welcome back to America First.
Hi, Seb. Thanks for having me on. Good to see you again.
All right, let's put those photographs up there if we have them of you with my former boss, President Trump. Let me ask you, so 75 for 5 or 74 for 4. I'd have to ask you to comment. Trump's, Washington Post, Trump's shaky kingmaker statements. Your reaction?
His endorsement is the biggest endorsement in the history of all politics. I'll take that winning record to anything the Democrats can offer. I think it's a great record. And, you know, he's going to keep going strong because America is all about America First policies. I'm even having Democrats and independents walk up to me, Seb, on the trail and say, I'm voting for you because the stuff you're putting out, your policy, it makes sense. And they're fed up. They're fed up with Biden, they're fed up with the stolen election, and they want to get a semblance of common sense back in their governance.
So this is a fascinating phenomenon. We saw this in the Commonwealth recently with the Youngkin campaign, that we had hundreds, thousands of people who've never been involved in politics, a lot of them from the Asian community, you know, come up to precinct captains, come up to volunteers and say, I know nothing about politics, but I want to help. I've got a pulse. What can I do? Talk to us about what the experience has been like for you from, you know, leaving media as this statewide recognized authority on the news, getting involved in politics, and then I presume just meeting a lot of people who are just fed up and likewise want to get engaged like you are.
It's so amazing what's happening, and we're in dark times, obviously, but I'm seeing so much that gives me great hope on the campaign trail. I was just at an event last night. The place was filled to the rafters. Some of them were people who've been involved in politics for a long time, but I would venture to guess the majority, based on the hands I asked for a show of hands, I've never been involved until recently. COVID turned their lives upside down. They started to realize the lies of the mainstream media and the corporate press. And they realized that they'd been brainwashed against President Trump, and people have woken up to that. Now they see it with crystal clarity that President Trump were the ones that made their lives better. Joe Biden's policies are destroying their lives, this country, and everything. So we're seeing great things on the campaign trail. We're seeing an increase in people who are voting and registering to vote as Republicans. But I should tell people, if they're listening in Arizona, the county just sent out new voter ID cards because we changed legislative districts. Just double check that they've got you registered under the right party. I just talked to somebody whose mother got her card. She's been a lifelong Republican. Her new card came in and it said Democrat on it.
Wow.
So just double and triple check, because we don't want any funny business. We had a lot of funny business going on the last several elections, especially in 2020. And we just want to make sure that people have the right card with the right party on it. We're urging everyone to register as Republicans so they can vote for me August 2nd.
All right, August 2nd. Follow this lady right now, Carrie Lake, K-A-R-I, Carrie Lake, and CarrieLake.com. Carrie, when you talk to these people who are newly energized, getting registered or, you know, registering as Republicans for the first time, is there some trend line? Is there some commonality? What do you hear most often? Is it prices of comestibles? Is it gas? Is it the border? What are people most concerned about who are newly activated politically?
I think newly activated, there's a couple of different segments. One of them are the people who maybe were Democrat before, and they have seen what Joe Biden is doing and realizing it's bad policy and it hurts them. There's another segment who weren't very politically active, but they showed up to vote and they saw what happened in our corrupt stolen election, and they're horrified by that. And then I think equally on all sides are the border issues. Our border was in really good shape under President Trump, and every day getting better because he was almost done with his wall. And then Joe Biden came in on day one and pulled all that back and exposed us to cartel influence, narco-terrorists, human trafficking, child trafficking, drug trafficking, and it's affecting our lives every day here. They're watching people come across the border. This is a little kid's shoe that I picked up at the border, probably a three-year-old little boy. It's a humanitarian crisis, and they're watching people come across and be treated better than Americans. They're getting the baby food. They're getting the baby formula. They're getting put up in resorts and hotels in Arizona while Arizonans are struggling to pay their rent. It is an attack on the people of Arizona and on the good people of this country. And we've got to have a strong border governor such as myself to stop this nonsense. We're putting our foot down. We're finishing Trump's wall. We're blowing up the drug tunnels. And we're sending our armed guard to the border to stop people, turn them around, and send them right back where they came from. No more will we be open to this kind of cartel, just a horrible show, an attack on the people.
She just stole my thunder. I'm the host of the show, and I was going to ask her what would she do on her first day to secure the border. And she told me without having to ask, that's how much of a professional she is. And I'm just going to blow her trumpet for a second. At the top of your Twitter feed, at Carrie Lake, this is from our buddies at Breitbart. Republican Carrie Lake is a runaway leader in the Arizona Republican gubernatorial primary race, besting her closest challenger by 25 percentage points. That's kind of in Doug Mastriano's territory. I think he was at 22, 23 last night. So this is a lady on a mission. It is CarrieLake.com, CarrieLake.com. We're going to continue the discussion here on America First. If you enjoy the show, make sure you never miss a moment. We have an amazing blow-by-blow analysis prepared for you the third hour of the show with the man who is the voice of sanity in Philadelphia, my Salem colleague, Chris DeGaul of AM 990, the Answer. Who really, really represents the people of that state? What's the truth about Dr. Oz? You don't want to miss a second of that discussion. How do you do that? You make sure that you go to your favorite podcast platform, go to Spotify, punch in my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First, subscribe. It's absolutely free. Write a little review. It makes a difference, helps us out with those dastardly algorithms. Share the links and guarantee that you never miss a moment. Back with Carrie Lake here on America First in a moment.
You know, the reality is Twitter at this point, you know, has a very far left bias. And I would class myself as a moderate, and you know, neither Republican nor Democrat. And in fact, I have voted overwhelmingly for Democrats historically, overwhelmingly. Like, I'm not sure, I might never have voted for a Republican, just to be clear.
Right.
Now, this election, I would.
Did you hear that? Elon Musk, who's never voted for a Republican, says, this election I will. Businessmen very rarely state something like that in public because their business is to sell things that are good at the right price. But things are so crazy in this nation under Biden, the richest man in the world, second richest after Putin, says, okay, guys, I'm going to vote Republican. I know what we have to do. We have to get Elon one of our new Ultra MAGA t-shirts. It is the hottest item. We cannot keep up with how many we need to print for you. It's made in America. It's got President Trump in a kind of Ultraman. It's a kind of superhero outfit. It says Ultra MAGA USA 2020. Get yours, SebGorkaStore.com. Everything is made in America. SebGorkaStore.com, SebGorkaStore.com. Somebody who I think would wear that t-shirt with pride is our guest, Carrie Lake. Carrie, I've got to ask you, you are a very professional individual, sartorial, a very elegant lady. There is a little storm in a teacup. This is the latest cover of Sports Illustrated. Okay, this is somebody whose name is Yummy New is her name. That is Sports Illustrated. Somebody called Jordan Peterson, one of the biggest influencers in the world, said, that's just not right. That's not what beauty looks like. And now he's left Twitter for good, according to him. How insane is the situation in the nation today? I think you've got some polling data on how angry people are. But first, your poster, your cover is a little bit different. It's on the wall back there. I love it. It's not Rosie the Riveter. It's Carrie the Political Superstar. We can do it. I need a copy of that. So tell us just how angry conservatives are.
They're fed up. I don't know if I can say the word pissed off, but the mama bears have been awoken. The papa bears, we're ready to come out and vote like our lives and our babies' lives depend on it. I've got some research in front of me. This is a Republican voters. How angry are you about the state of what's happening right now in our country? Greater than 94% of Republicans say they are angry about what's happening. 83% are very angry. And, you know, I'm in that category. What's up is down. What's down is up. What's left is right. It's what's right is wrong. It's insanity. You know, to put on the cover of a swimsuit, edition of that magazine and try to act like that's the epitome of health is just crazy. To tell our boys in school that they can be girls and vice versa, it's insane. And we're not going to play into it anymore. And we're not going to sit idly by and be quiet and put our hands on our lap and follow Miss Manners rules anymore. We're going to get out there and do some guerrilla warfare. We're going to come out and vote. We're coming out swinging, and we're going to save this country. And we're starting here in Arizona, because Joe Biden is a nightmare. I'm glad to hear Elon's not voting for him.
Yeah,
it's tragically uncool what he's doing, and it's tragic for our country.
Yeah.
So we're going to start saving our state, because we don't want him taking Arizona down with the rest of the country.
Yeah, we got to save the whole nation, though. It's not just about Arizona. We've got a couple of minutes left. Let me ask you, because I want everybody who's listening to get politically active. I don't want you to just vote. It's not enough to just vote. You have to be engaged. Run for local offices. My wife can run for the local community center board. You can do something. That's how they took away America. That's how we take it back. So explain, if you would, very briefly, why you did what you did. You were superbly successful across the state. You had a career in media. Why? What made you take this monumental decision, Carrie?
I was so blessed to cover this amazing state and the people for 27 years. I covered the issues of the state, and I was working for the number one newscast. I helped them reach that number one spot. We held it for over 20 years. I was the face of the news station, and I thought I worked for the good guys, but there are no good guys in corporate media. And I learned that during COVID, when there was a refusal to cover anything that was happening with ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine. We were unable to see that being covered anywhere on the news.
So that
and
so it was,
when I
it was
realized
the censorship.
That, I said, I don't want to be part of a propaganda
yeah,
game.
It was the censorship of the truth that made you do it. And I've got some big, big news there. The crazy, crazy Nina Jankowicz, the minister for disinformation, has resigned. And the Department of Homeland Security has announced that they are putting the new Disinformation Governance Board on hold. Guys, we are winning. Because we are fighting. Follow this lady at Carrie Lake on Twitter and carrielake.com. God bless you. I'm Sebastian Gorka. What is the most valuable thing you own? It's your home, correct? How safe is it? Do you know? It can be taken away from you without you realizing. Yes, you need to do two things right now to prevent home title fraud. A cyber criminal can sneakily get onto the title, take out loan after loan, and leave you with the necessity to prove that you didn't commit fraud. Also, you could be under attack for home title fraud without even knowing it. They can put their name on the title and you don't even know about it. Who do you go to? Home Title Lock, America's trusted leader to protect your property. Go to HomeTitleLock.com, read the endorsements from retired FBI agents and others, then use my name to get 30 days free protection. Use this to protect the most valuable thing you own. That's HomeTitleLock.com and my name, G-O-R-K-A. Do it today.
three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.